Welcome to the Glory Has Come International Ministries broadcast, where the senior pastor is Pastor Troy King, along with his wife, Prophetess Nicole King. We pray that today's message will speak to your spirit to edify and encourage you. Let's go to our message already in progress.
Amen. The book of Genesis chapter 37, verse 23, when you have it, say, I got it. And it reads, it says, and it came to pass. There it is again. And it came to pass. So that's how I know God going to do something tonight, because it's going to come to pass. And it came to pass when Joseph was come unto his brothers that the spirit, they stripped Joseph out of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him. And they took him and eased him down and out into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Did y'all understand that? I'm going to go back and read it one more time for your hearing. And it came to pass. Look at somebody say, it's coming to pass. When Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they what? That they stripped Joseph out of his coat of many colors. Do anybody feel like they've been stripped of anything? Oh, God. They stripped him of his coat of many colors that was upon him, and they took him and what? Cast him into a pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it. Amen. I want to use for a subject tonight quickly that the Holy Ghost just began to prick in my spirit. God said to tell you tonight that when you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Y'all didn't hear me. When you are down to nothing, God said he's up to something. Because it's not until you're in a place where you feel like you done lost everything, that you are in a bottomless pit, that God began to try to reveal himself to you and realize that the place where you are, where it seems like you ain't got nothing left, nothing else to lean on, nothing else to depend on, that's when God said, I'm doing something. That's when God said, I am working stuff out in your favor. Oh, God, Jesus. He said, I'm turning it around for you right now. Even though it seemed like you're down to nothing, God said, I'm turning it around in your favor right now. This was somebody. God wouldn't have gave it to me, was it? But it says now that Joseph, his brother, it said it wasn't until he got around all his brothers. Oh, God. Is anybody in here just seem like you don't go through the most hell until you get around your brothers and sisters that you thought was for you, is supposed to be with you? It's when you get around those brothers and sisters in Christ that you finally realize that the only thing they come to do is begin to strip you of what you got. I don't know who this is for tonight. But it said, and it came to pass. So guess what? It's going to come a time when you're going to get stripped. If you ain't got stripped yet, just wait a while. It said, and it came to pass that when Joseph was come unto his brothers now, they stripped Joseph out of his coat. Oh, God. Out of his coat of many colors that was on him, mother. So the very thing, if you go back and look a couple of chapters before, When Jacob gave Joseph the coat of many colors, it brought forth an illumination on him, oh God. Why? Because the coat of many colors represented his anointing that he was going to walk in. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I wish I had a Holy Ghost church tonight. So what you got to understand now, it wasn't until he got to his brothers that he was stripped. In other words, why was he stripped? It was people will always come in your life and be jealous of what you got on you. You're missing it. They're missing it. Why? because I preached a message called Hold On To Your Dreams. And what happened is, all it is the enemy is always mad and reminded of what, well, every time he look at you, he see what the Father put on you. You missed it. They missed it. Jacob was Joseph's father. Jacob gave Joseph a coat of many colors. So now you got to understand that coat of many colors represented a nation. So now when everybody seen Joseph and saw the coat of many colors, every time they looked at him, it reminded them of what their father had put on them. Lord have mercy. So the reason you are being stripped in certain areas right now, because every time the enemy looks at you, it reminds him of what God has already put on you. You missing it. Lord have mercy. I'm trying to keep from preaching tonight. I just want to teach. But it reminds him now of everything that God has placed on you. And what happened? You begin to find people to act like Joseph's brother. And they say, you know what? I don't like him. I don't like her. Why? Because every time I look at you, it just makes me sick. Because every time I look at you, I'm reminded of the anointing that God has already put on you. Every time I look at you, you remind me of the Father. Every time I look at you, I can't even begin to stand to be around you, because there's just something about you that's driving me crazy. Whatever God has put on you, I'm jealous, because why did God choose you and then choose me to put the anointing on? I don't even understand it, so I got to do whatever I can to begin to strip you of everything you got. Lord, have mercy. This is what God gave me. I'm sorry. I can't help it. But it said he was stripped now, and he was cast into the pit. So it's not until Joseph was down to nothing that God was up to something. So you might as well have a spirit like Joseph, beginning to say, I don't care what you try to do to me. I don't care what you got to say about me. I don't care how much you don't like me. God is going to pull me out of whatever situation you are trying to keep me in. God is going to pull me out of it. Oh, God. But see, some of us think we're going to be stuck right in the same situation, in the same trap that the enemy has set for you. But I got news for you tonight. God say, I got another plan in store for you. So I don't care how much the devil don't like your guts, baby. God say, I got something in store, but I'm waiting till you get down to nothing. Because he said, when I get down to nothing, then the enemy, the same enemy that stripped you, the same person that stripped you, the same one that didn't like you, are going to see the glory for real in your life when I get ready to show up. But I got to wait till you are stripped down to nothing, so that when I step in now, I will make your whole situation be glorified by my name and by my power, because I got to step into the pit of where you are. Look at somebody and say, it's not till you down to nothing that God is up to something. But some of us are afraid to be stripped down, oh God. Some of us are just so afraid to be stripped down to nothing. We don't want to take the coat off with many colors, because we represent something strong in the spiritual realm. But God said they can take it off, but you don't understand. When they took it off, they didn't understand that the coat of many colors had an anointing that was on the inside of him. So it was just representation on the outside of who he really was on the inside. You ought to look at somebody and say, you don't know what kind of power I possess inside of me. See, you just looking how well packaged I am on the outside. See, you looking at the ribbon and the bow that God has put on me. But even when you unwrap me, baby, it's something good inside of this package. Lord, have mercy. Oh, but when I get down to nothing, I get excited Because when I'm down to nothing, it means now that I got room for God to step in, because I done moved some stuff out of the way. Even though when you get down to nothing, I know you like having stuff around. I know you like having stuff to look at. But God said, even the thing that caused you some pain, even the thing that caused you joy, when I begin to let the people come and strip everything from around you, it gives me room now to step in and just walk around you and show people who you are in me. But we say, God, don't move my house. I don't want to be stripped of my house. I don't want to be stripped of my car. I don't want to be stripped of my money. I don't want to be stripped of my healing. But God said, when I strip it now, when I come in and step into the situation and I illuminate myself in you, when the enemy look at you now, even though they was mad the first time, they're going to be even madder this time, because I'm going to begin to glow from the inside out. Let me slow this wagon down. But you got people like Joseph's brother that are beginning to look at your countenance on the outside. They're beginning to look at everything you are on the outside. Then you got to understand, people need to stop judging you from the outside. They need to realize what potential really lies in is on the innermost parts of you. But you got to begin to step forward and say, I know who I am and what God put in me. So just because you don't like what's on me on the outside, don't mean what's on the inside is not relevant. My. Turn that up a little bit, my music. Jesus. But look what it said. It said they took him and they cast him, oh God, into a pit. So not only have you been stripped down, but now you've been cast out. Oh God. It's some people that are around. Oh God, have mercy. I feel this. Not only, mother, have I been stripped of my coat of many colors. That means my talents. I got many talents. I got many gifts. I got many things that God has put on me. But people on the inside and on the outside begin to look at what's going on and don't want to be bothered with me. Oh, God. But look what's happened. Not only now was he stripped and cast out. Can you imagine being in a place where you are the youngest one or second to the youngest? You're the second to the youngest. You are your father's favorite. Oh God. See, the enemy don't like you because he know you're your father's favorite. Lord have mercy. But can you imagine now being in a position like Joseph, where the people you come in contact, even in the church and on the outside of the church, they begin to look at you funny and say, you know what, let's cast them out because I don't want to have nothing to do with you. I'm missing it. But there are people that will always come and show themselves like their brother and say, I just don't want nothing to do with him. I don't want nothing to do with her. Let me just cast them into a pit. And what happens? The same one that's casting you into a pit. Lord have mercy. The same one that's casting you into a pit. Oh God, Jesus. In other words, I'm talking to the enemy right now. He ain't here listening to me. I don't care. But what happened now? Enemy, I'm going to talk to the enemy. Wherever you are, I'm speaking to you in the atmosphere. Him and the same one you thought you was getting rid of, you're going to have to come back and need them in the future. You ain't saying nothing. So let your haters begin to hate you. Why? Because it's going to come a time when your haters going to have to depend on you. It's going to be a time when the same enemy that cast you into a pit, the same one that didn't want nothing to do with you, it's going to be a time where the enemy ain't even going to recognize that you're going to be in authority over him. Y'all missing it. Because you got to understand, If you like Joseph, you will warn the enemy before it even happens. Oh God, that's why when you tell people, you got to understand, I had a dream like Joseph's dream, and I hate to say it, but God put me in dominion and power and authority over everybody, because what you got to understand, it's all for the glory of God. I know you don't like me being in authority over you, but you got to understand, it's going to be for your well-being, it's going to be for your good, if you just allow God to be God. But yet when you cast me out and you thought you was getting rid of me, really you was not getting rid of me, but you was pushing me into a place where God was elevating me. You was pushing me into a place where God was going to orchestrate some things. You was putting me into a place where the enemy now cannot even recognize who I am. And then you wonder why people come back and find you 5 and 10 years later and say, I didn't even recognize who you was. Yeah, you're not going to recognize me because you remember you cast me out. You remember you didn't want nothing to do with me. But now that you came back to where I was and God made an alignment and an adjustment take place for you to cross my path, you don't even recognize what God has done in my life. And now you go back to wishing you had a stayed in position from the birth process. Oh God, you was wishing that you had left me outside of the pit, but I'm not mad at you, baby, for putting me in the pit, because when I got into the pit, it made room now for God to step in. Lord have mercy. I don't know why y'all took me this way tonight, but he said, oh God, y'all know the song is going to flow tonight. But he said he went down into the pit, and then God began to send someone to pull him out. So guess what? I don't care what somebody throw you in, you got to come out. Y'all missing it. I don't care if they can put you down, they can take your money, they can take your car, but you're going to recover everything. It's not till I'm down to nothing that God is up to something. Oh God, I don't care if I ain't got a dime in my pocket. I'm making room for God to replenish me. I don't care if I'm missing everything in my life. God is going to restore something in my life. It's not until I'm down to nothing. Oh God, but God, I don't understand why I got to go through the pit process. I don't know why I got to go to the dark areas of the place, oh God. But God, I got to understand that it's only for me to be made whole in you. It's only for you to begin to strengthen the gifts, oh God. It's only for me to be illuminated in your glory. But God, I don't understand. But see, a lot of things. If the Father was stripped down to nothing, what makes you think you won't be stripped down to nothing? Because Jacob, the father, had to be stripped of nothing. Okay. When his brother went back and told him Joseph is dead, he felt like he had lost everything. He said, I don't even have nothing. My son is gone. The one that was going to lead the legacy, the one that was going to lead Israel is gone. Not knowing that God was up to something. Lord have mercy. Look at two people and say, God is up to something. But when Joseph went into the situation, like some of us, we thought that was the end of a thing. Oh God. But I just come to tell you tonight, it ain't over until God says it's over. Y'all listen. I don't care what the devil tell you. I don't care what people tell you. It ain't over until God says it's over. I don't care how much you want it to be over. Even in your situation, in your circumstance, it's not going to be over until God sound the alarm. But we got to begin to understand now. Joseph thought that he was going to stay right there. He thought he was going to die in the pit. And even though somebody that wasn't walking holy and righteous was coming to pull you out, oh God, that's a whole nother ballgame right there. See, you banking on saved people to walk you through your door of promise. But God will begin to use a heathen to open doors for you to get to your destiny. Oh, y'all don't understand it. Y'all don't understand it. And they said, let him pull him out. Let him be sold into slavery.
Oh God. Not knowing now. Joseph had lost everything. After even being accused of certain things, he even was accused of raping Potiphar's wife. So I don't care who want to accuse you. I don't care how many times the devil try to set you up. Oh God, that was for somebody, because the devil trying to set somebody up. I don't care how many times the devil try to set you up. You being set up to be pushed up. She said, let me set Joseph up. Let me set him up. I want what I want, Joseph. So if you don't, when Potiphar come home, I'm going to tell him that you have violated me. And they're going to throw you in the prison. I don't care what kind of threat the enemy is making against you. You got to stand your ground. Oh, God, Jesus. And realize that I don't care if I have to lose everything. I don't care if I'm stripped down to nothing. And when I'm stripped down to nothing, I know God is up to something. Y'all missing this whole message. You got to understand, just like Job was stripped of some things too. He was stripped of everything. Even when the enemy came in and stripped him of his whole family, he stripped him of all his friends that was around him, even all the money he had, his cattle, everything, even stripped him of his own healing in his body. The enemy began to stricken him with boils, but he still began to give God praise. He still began to commune with God. He still realized that when God was stripping him and the enemy was having his way, he knew that God was still going to work it out. All you got to do is understand whatever situation you're dealing with, God is still going to work it out. And Job got the double, because after he was stripped, oh God. See, when the enemy show up to strip you, all you need to just say, go ahead and strip me. Go ahead. I double dog dare you. See, but some of y'all ain't bold enough to look the enemy in his face and say, go ahead. Go ahead. Because when you got power and you got rights, y'all missing it. When you got power and you got rights, you won't be afraid to stand up to the enemy. Oh, God. And dare him to go ahead and strip you. Y'all ain't saying nothing. You ever been pulled over by a policeman? Y'all see them on TV and they tell you all the time that you got rights to let them search your car or not. But what's going to happen? Because you know you got rights, you tell him, you got to ask me before you search anything. Oh, God, y'all missing this. But some of y'all get scared when the sheriff called the enemy show up in your face and say, it's time for me to strip search you, oh God. And you not knowing any better, just go ahead and be fearful all the time and let him go ahead and plant something in your possession, oh God. See, the enemy has planted some things in your possession without you knowing about it. But when you got power, when you got rights, you will stand up to the enemy and say, I'm not going to allow you just to come in here and violate me, because I got power and I got rights and I'm standing up for what I believe in. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. You just got to believe that it's going to show up. You just got to believe that it's going to happen real. Oh, God, let me make it so you understand. In other words, everybody in here at one point or another, when you've been traveling or whatever, it's been a time where you done seen your gas need to go all the way down and you felt like you was about to run out of gas, oh God. In other words, you was down to nothing concerning your fuel and your automobile. And what began to happen, you got to understand, when you are almost down to nothing concerning your automobile and the red light or the yellow light comes on and indicates to you now that you are getting low on fuel, the first thing you do in your natural mindset now is begin to look around for the nearest gas station. And it don't matter what kind, you say, Lord, just let me make it to the gas station, I will be all right. And as soon as you get it out your mouth, the next thing you know, boom, there's the gas station. Even in the spiritual realm, all you got to do it, even though you're being stripped of some things and you're down to nothing, God said, just look for my word, look for my promises, and after a while it's going to pop up for you. All you got to do is believe it. Believe that I'm right around the corner. Oh God, look for me for the next exit to get off and take to get your refueling back to normal. But we be about to run out of gas and we get scared. But God said, It's just like when you're driving and you're running out of gas. Believe that you're going to make it to the nearest gas station. And when you believe now, what's going to happen? You automatically think in your mind, I got a little ways to go because this is just reserve right here. I'm running on reserve, so I know I got a few miles to go before I fill up. Oh, God, y'all ain't missing it. I know I got a few miles to go before God begin to open up the floodgates of heaven on me. I know I got a few more miles to go before every devil I've been fighting begin to drop at my feet. I know I only got a few more miles to go till I begin to reap my harvest. I got a few more miles to go before God begin to put everything back in order. I only got a few more miles to go before I get complete healing in my body. I only got a few more miles to go before God turn everything around in my life. I only got a few more miles to go. Oh, if you can just think like you in your gas, in your automobile, and say, I got enough gas to get me to the gas station. You ought to have it in the inside. Say, I got enough praise in the inside of me to get me through this situation. I got enough praise on the inside of me to defeat this giant that's in front of me. I got enough praise in me. Oh, I believe I can make it now. I believe I can make it because I got enough praise. I got some praise in reserve. Now, listen. See, I've been holding back some praise for a while, so I got some praise in reserve so I can make it to my destination. Look at somebody, high five two people and say, I'm almost there. Oh, you better tell somebody to hold on. You're almost there. What I look like pulling over on the side of the road just because my light has come on. See, that's what the enemy wants you to do, is to pull off on the side of the road just because you got nothing and you're down to nothing. But you just got to keep on pushing down the road and have the attitude that, you know what, if I run out of gas, I just run out of gas today. You got to understand in the spiritual realm, you got to say, all I got is praise left. So if that's all I got, that's all I'm going to do. When I'm down to nothing, God is up to something. Even though I can't see what God is doing, even though it don't make sense in my mind what God is doing in my life, I just gotta understand that He's working something out that I can't even see yet. And God said, you too busy worrying about what I'm doing and what I'm trying to do. You too busy trying to figure it out before I even let it happen. Oh God, you too busy trying to figure it out before I even create it. God said, if you just focus on praising me, give me time to create something for you. God said, you ain't giving me time to show you the exit route. You ain't giving me time to work before you even get there, because you already in your mind have stepped over into the realm where I am and picked up my helmet and my sledgehammer and my drill and started working the process out on your own.
Thank you for tuning in to today's broadcast. If you would like to receive this message in its entirety, please call 704-612-3360. The Glory Has Come International Ministries is located at 1124 Rosewood Avenue, Kannapolis, North Carolina. Feel free to join us on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesdays at 7 o'clock p.m. God has a word for you at The Glory Has Come.